Threads West, an American Saga Series, Book 3. Uncompahgre, Where Water Turns Rock Red, by Reed Lance Rosenthal, narrated by Jack Bear. Chapter 1, May 27, 1855, Loss of a Brother.
Don't like this at all. Nope, not looking forward to it. Not one bit, Buck.
The Mustang's ears pricked at the sound of Zebariah Taylor's raspy voice. The Tobiano gelding snorted agreement. The mountain man, holding his reins in one hand and a lead rope in the other, twisted in the saddle and glanced behind him at Red, the wagon master's spirited sorrel mare. The eastern front of the Rockies rose jagged in the early afternoon sun. Zeb slouched forward again and sighed, his eyes roving the horizon. Buck swiveled slightly back toward him, his sunlit head standing out in sharp contrast to the spring green of the grassy, rock-strewn slope. Patches of bitterbrush and sage punctuated the soft plateaus as they descended toward the South Platte Valley. Miles out, the blemish of a small settlement was visible, flanked by clusters of distant teepees.
What am I gonna tell Mac's brother, Buck?
Buck whinnied and shook his head slightly. Leaning forward, Zeb patted the gelding's neck. Behind him, Red answered the Mustang's empathetic call. Zeb nodded back at the mare.
Yep, I miss Mac too.
He sighed again and straightened his tall, thin, buckskin-clad frame in the saddle, but he couldn't quite free his shoulders of their droop. One hand absently stroked his mustache where the tip hung between his lips and the dark gray-tinged stubble of his jaw. The well-muscled horses picked their way steadily toward the Cherry Creek settlement. Lulled by the sway of the Mustang, Zeb's mind drifted between scattered images of time spent with Mac over the years. Their meetings were few, Zeb's trapping cabins being hundreds of miles southwest in the mountains, far from the tiny but growing settlement of Cherry Creek. The mercantile was the primary buyer of Zeb's furs, and he and Mac soon became close friends. Mac and his brother Randy had been fresh from Ireland in the early 1840s, searching for adventure, opportunity, and a place where being Catholic didn't matter. They began as traders and teamsters. Then, 10 years back, they started the ramshackle Gartz Trading Company and Mercantile. Randy handled the store and local trade with Indians and whites. Mac guided wagon trains of settlers west, building a reputation as a jovial but no-nonsense, quick-tempered wagon master. On his return trips to St. Louis to organize the next band of westward pioneers, his wagons were always loaded with leather, pelts, and occasionally salted buffalo meat, all of which were in ever-increasing demand as St. Louis expanded eightfold to 100,000 people in the late 1840s and 1850s. A yellow jacket hovered around Zeb's face, and he slapped at it with an absent wave of his long, callous fingers. The insect's annoying drone broke his reminiscence and dredged up the shock and anger he felt when, 2 weeks before, he had discovered Mac's short, extremely powerful, broad-shouldered form crumbled, one leg bent haphazardly under the other, his bloody hand still clutched around the shaft of an arrow protruding from his wool shirt. The coagulated dull red-brown of blood and death contrasted oddly with his bright red hair and long beard. Zeb shook his head slowly.
Bad enough if it would have been Pawnee, but by the hand of that sneaky bastard Jacob.
He paused and looked up at the sky.
You didn't deserve that, Mac, my friend. You surely didn't.
Behind him, Red whinnied again and Buck shook his head, the leather of the hackamore squeaking slightly in the spring heat of the afternoon.
Buck, I suppose we'll tell Randy straight out. No other way to do it.
With an effort, Zeb tried to turn his thoughts in a different direction, toward Sarah and her bright blue eyes. His mind's eye drank in the petite, shallow curves of her trembling, slender figure, the freckles across the bridge of her nose and her lips, not too full, perfectly shaped. His memory drifted to the creamy smooth of her skin and her small, well-formed breast, exposed at her frantic, almost hysterical insistence, and in spite of his embarrassment, he had cut the blood-stained chemise away from her skin that had been just a few weeks ago on Two Otters Creek. Zeb felt the heat rise in his cheeks and knew it wasn't the sun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?